difficult one, right? He always picks out the perfect songs. I don't know if you know when everything he does, you know, it's all about the message, and you'd think he knew, you know, you think he knows that the end for all of us so perfectly. I'd like to talk a couple things about my dad. My dad had a lot of favorite things, okay, a lot of favorite things that he did, but he had three passions that I see, and those were, that was God, family, and his country. So we were always, I would say, a very moral family that did great things, and that's how I was raised. Then when we moved to Atlanta, kind of discovered something a little bit more. Discovered that there's a way to truly follow Christ. And when we were in Atlanta, even though we'd been baptized as children, we weren't living as God would want somebody to be, moral and everything. We really weren't true followers of Christ yet. And in Georgia is when, you know, each of us individually, we admitted our sins, and we believed that Jesus died and rose on the cross for us, from the cross, and rose death for us and for our sins. And then each of us chose to follow him and trust in him. And because of this, some people might look at our family and see how we are today and maybe wonder, why can they be jovial at times? Why are we smiling? Why are we kind of cutting up? If you saw us, I'm not sure how the funeral director thought we were acting, but we were enjoying each other. And the reason we could do that after my dad had passed from this earth is because we know that he is in heaven. And we know that we will see him again because we have chosen, you know, we have admitted and believed and chosen Christ. And so we know we will see him. It's a moment for him. Unfortunately, even though we miss him, it'll appear longer than us, for us. But Dad showed his love for all of us and for Christ. Him and my mom volunteered in the church and Access Ministries, and then they touched so many people through his music ministry. And, you know, that was the love of Christ shining through both my parents. When it comes to family, when I was growing up, you know, one girl, two boys, and everything, of course, my dad was pretty smart. If any of you knew that, he was brilliant. So he was unfortunately tasked, I don't know about my siblings, but yeah, when multiplication and division came and long division, wow, he had patience. And I remember sitting at the table and he just went over and over and over with those with me until the light came on, and then the light finally came on. So he had a lot of patience. In his younger years, he played softball a lot, broke knuckles, did all sorts of things, but he was a pitcher, so he wanted me to be a pitcher. So there were long hours in the front yard of me pitching to my dad, and once again, I was not as good as my dad, but I did pitch on very many teams, but my dad always had patience, and he never got frustrated, but that's much harder than what it looks, so slow pitch. And of course, you know, I played instruments, so how many different instruments can you listen, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, or, you know, go to all the concerts, especially the elementary. So, you know, my parents were always there supporting me, in all of that, and then going off to college, and of course followed in my dad's footsteps and went to the school he went to and had the teachers he had, and that was also difficult. But you know, are you Daryl Crocker's daughter? Yes, I am. Not quite as smart as him, but give me a break a little bit. But he was tried to follow in his footsteps and continued on in engineering, and then. Then when I met my husband and then we had children, we moved to Ohio. So we were about 17 hours away, and that's a long distance. And my parents drove that frequently to be there either I was serving in the military away, my parents were here, or my mom was at the house taking care of the children, and that was greatly appreciated in all special events in our family, including myself and my husband and my children. My parents were always there, and they always put us first. And lastly, country and patriotism. Anybody that's from here knows that he would sing and walk in that parade, and that was just unbelievable. And the Neil Diamond song, "Proud to Be an American," that is my dad, and he was a proud American. And when he sings those songs, he believes that, and you can see in the pictures that it's no doubt that all his children followed in his footsteps, and we all are serving or have served in the military in defense of our country, and that's an example that our father showed us. The integrity and character he showed every day in his daily walk left an imprint on me and my family and everybody that came in contact with him. He'll be truly missed, but I have joy in my heart because I know he lives, because he serves a risen Savior. Love you, Dad. Lauren, would you? My daughter, Lauren.
Like my mom was saying, having grandkids and family in Columbus, Ohio is quite a drive, and not always easy. A drive that my grandma and grandpa did multiple times. There wasn't one event, big event in my life, that I can't remember my grandma and grandpa being there for. Growing up, as we know, my grandpa always sang. I always have memories holding the banner in the 4th of July parade, or going to Jenkins and watching him sing and just being there. And I just remember just looking up at him, just knowing that he's just the greatest grandpa singing and being there for his community. And everyone would seem to know him. Wherever we'd go, they would always seem to know him. My grandpa would always be encouraging me throughout school. Throughout my nursing school, he'd always be making me laugh with really silly jokes, and then he'd have to explain them because I wasn't laughing. But he'll be greatly missed, but I'm comforted knowing that Jesus welcomed him with open arms.